Now though, are you perturbed by panel games? Do quizzes leave you queasy? We have the perfect antidote.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us at the Old Vic Theatre in London's historic borough of Southwark. Possibly Southwark's best-known part-time resident is the former Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, who was unfortunate enough to be ousted in the parliamentary expenses scandal over a claim made by her husband. All he did was charge a few pounds for a movie rental and destroyed her career single-handed. A short bus ride away at Kennington is the Oval Cricket Ground, so named because it's built in the shape of a cricket ground. Another attraction near here is the Museum of Garden History in Lambeth Palace Road. During a recent revamp, there was a heated dispute over whether to include modern garden features. The head designer became angry with the manager, and tempers flared, and he decked him. Southwark is served by London Bridge Railway Station with lines to the southeast coast. Thanks to unprecedented levels of investment since rail privatisation, these now boast some of the finest bus replacement services in Europe. The great comic actor Charlie Chaplin was born in nearby Lambeth and first performed in Southwark's many music halls. Sadly, as Chaplin took his first steps into show business, his father drank himself to death and his mother went insane and was locked in an asylum. What kind of comedy act could have such a devastating effect? Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke Taylor and Rob Brydon. And keen to keep an eye on the scores and eager to get them down for the teams, please welcome our lovely scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. The first round is all about questions that have never been asked. Am I looking forward to this? Is an obvious example for a start. So, teams, I'd like your suggestions of questions that were never asked but possibly should have been. And, Barry, you can start.
George Bush Sr., do you think I should have a vasectomy?
Tim.
John Humphreys, would you like to have a term?
Rob.
Marie Antoinette, are they gluten intolerant?
Graham.
Nick Griffin. Are you with me, Brixton?
Jeremy Hardy. Why would I want a singing lesson?
Anybody. Does this work with Windows Vista?
Dan Brown, the author. You will tell me if this is complete bollocks.
Well, the teams are going to sing for us now.
Oh, boy.
In the round called One Song to the Tune of Another. Incidentally, speaking as a music lover, I couldn't help notice that Phil Collins has announced he can no longer play the drums. What a shame. Always the last to know. Our musical assistance will be provided by Colin Sell. Incidentally, you may be interested to learn that Colin once worked with the Carpenters at the Royal Albert Hall. I have got punchlines, please let me know. And they haven't been able to shut the front door since. So we'll start with you, Tim, please. I'd like you to sing the words of I Kissed a Girl to the tune of Land of Hope and Glory.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to, just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention. I kissed a girl and I liked it, the taste of her cherry jam steam.
I thought the slow hand clap was a bit cruel, I think.
It was something to do, Tim. Okay, so you now, Barry.
Oh.
I'd like you to sing the words of Nothing Compares to You to the tune of Tulips from Amsterdam.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whom ever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing I said, nothing can take away these blues. La 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 la, 'cause nothing compares to you. La 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 la, no, nothing compares to you. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong? I could put my arms around every boy I see.
Barry Cryer there, doing what he does anyway. So it's your turn now, please, Rob, and I'd like you to sing the words of the theme from Jim'll Fix It to the tune of Mad World by Gary Jules.
Letter was only the start of it. One letter and now you're a part of it. Now you've done it, Jim has fixed it for you. And you. There must be something that you always want to do. The one thing that you always wanted to. Now you've done it, Jim has fixed it for you. And you, and you, and you, and you. Now you've done it, Jim has fixed it for you. And you.
Well, Bryden there, I'm sure you'll all agree, disturbing stuff. So, finally, Graham, I'd like you to sing the words of Blowin' in the Wind to the tune of Forever and Ever by Demis Roussos.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
there's and how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they are forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Well,
the next round is called Historical Voicemail. OK, teams, I'd like you to imagine what messages might have been left on the telephone answering machines of various characters from history. So here's your first outgoing message, and it's from King Arthur. Hello, King Arthur here. Welcome to Joust a Minute. Leave a message after the pun.
Hello, it's Guinevere. Hello, it's Guinevere. Just wanted to say how much I enjoyed spending last night with you at Camelot. It was certainly no lottery, and I absolutely loved your thunderballs and your lucky dip.
Hello, Arthur. It's Merlin here. Got your message. Yes, I can do a turn at your round table meeting. I suggest close-up magic and a couple of illusions. I'll be sending the lovely Debbie round to make the arrangements.
How about this one from Napoleon Bonaparte? Bonjour, voici le répondeur de Napoleon Bonaparte, empereur de la France, de l'Europe et demain le monde. Faire un message après le blip-blip.
Napoleon, hi, it's Josephine. I've checked my diary. I can do tonight. Any good?
Mr. Bonaparte, your new boots are ready for collection. You'll find us just outside Waterloo. My name is on the shop front, Mr. Ugg. Bye.
Hi, Wellington here. Can we come to some agreement? Which way round are you going to wear your hat? These modern inventions are beyond me.
Hello, Napoleon. It's Benny and Bjorn. We are calling from the future. We have a great idea for a song.
Hello, it's the Elba Holiday Inn here. I'm afraid there's been a double booking, so we found you a room in our hotel in Madras. It's the same grade. I'm sure you won't know your Madras from your Elba.
Here's an outgoing message from Sir Walter Raleigh. Ahoy there, salty sea dog. Sir Walter Raleigh here. I could have tried a bit harder with that, couldn't I? Ahoy there, salty sea dog. Sir Walter Raleigh here. I'm away with the buccaneers, having them syringed. Leave a message after the bleep.
Currently fashionable neckwear here, Wal. Love the buccaneers joke. Your spare parts are in. Pop in and pick up your bits of rough.
Hello, Mr. Raleigh. It's the freight service here. I'm afraid you've accidentally sliced your potatoes into little pieces and then, would you believe it, they fell into a pan of hot fat. Now, it sounds awful, I know, but actually...
Sir Walter, Benson here. My colleague, Mr. Hedges, and I were wondering if you had another product we could exploit. The bicycles you sent us have not sold well, I'm afraid. Not even in packets of 20.
And finally, here's an outgoing message. Hello, TV's Charles Darwin here. No idea what that means yet, but evolution will tell. Leave a message.
Hello, it's Richard Dawkins here, calling from the future. Just to say, loving your work. Hello, Mr. Darwin. This is God. That's put the cat among the pigeons. That I created.
Well, I'm going to stop you there, teams. No explanation needed. The next round takes a look at greetings cards. It seems there are greetings cards for every conceivable occasion these days. One recently introduced is congratulations on actually receiving some mail. And Barry Cryer was telling us that just before their ruby wedding, his wife discovered him signing a card. It was dedicated to that special person he hasn't missed a day away from in 40 years. The first face he sees in the morning and the last face he sees at night. Who knew they did a special greetings card for the landlord of the Dog and Duck? Okay, so I've been provided with some incomplete verses from various greetings cards, which I'll ask the teams to try to finish off. So, Rob, can you start us off with this one? This is for a baby boy. Hello there, little fellow. The good news going round is that you've made a happy landing and arrived all safe and sound. Well, this just comes to tell you that you're lucky as can be.
You'll never have a sister, thanks to my vasectomy.
It's actually to become the newest member of So Nice a Family, is what it says.
Oh, lovely.
Very sweet.
Very sweet, yes, yes. Can I have the bucket after you, Tim?
Yes. I'm afraid it's full. It's all right.
You have a go at this one, Tim. Can you finish this? Roses are red, violets are blue.
I'm up for it. How about you?
It's Valentine's Day and I love you. Barry, here's a card entitled On Your Divorce. You were several years at courting, then marriage took its course.
I just don't understand it. You'd said he was hung like a horse.
It didn't work, so here's wishing you a long and happy divorce. Yes. It's a cheery sentiment. Graham, can you complete this? It's a thank you card. You're really very naughty. A right such and such. I said, don't give me a present.
And you took me at my word, you tight-fisted bastard.
Well, here is some for any of you to have a go at, and this is entitled On Leaving School or College. Your college graduation makes us very proud. We're shouting it from the rooftops. We're your parents. It's allowed. So go forth now with gusto. You've passed the schooling test.
We've changed the locks. We've let your room. Goodbye, you bloody pest.
Here's another one, and this time it's a wedding card. As you transform to Mrs. from Miss...
Remember your sister who's changing to Mr.
You'll... I'm contractually obliged to tell you as you'll enter the world of wedded bliss. Here's another one. It's this one's entitled, Good Luck in Your New Home. When the boxes are gone and you've cleaned up the mess...
They won't find the body unless you confess.
You'll make a home of the house that was just an address. Finally, this is the last one. That's a Father's Day card. Dad, you are so loving and kind, and often you know what I have on my mind. You're someone who listens, suggests, and defends. And Dad, you're one of my very best friends. You're proud of my triumphs, but when things go wrong...
You hit me.
Radio 4 would like to point out that not all households are the same as the Brydens. It actually ends with, you're always so patient and helpful and strong. OK, teams, as the recession grinds on, commercial organisations are taking ever more desperate measures to maintain market share and profit margins. Sainsbury's recently decided that customers were too embarrassed to ask for the fish called pollock. So after intensive market research, they renamed it Pesticle. Well, the teams are going to write some letters next. These will be radio letters because, as we speak, the Royal Mail is crippled by industrial action. We're reduced to throwing our own rubber bands around the street. And with undelivered parcels piling up, customers are having to go down to the sorting office and kick them around for themselves. OK, teams, I'd like you to take it in turns to improvise the correspondence between two people. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from Pope Benedict to Silvio Berlusconi. And then Tim and Rob will come up with a reply and so on. However, the challenge is that the letters must be constructed by each panellist alternating one word at a time. So off you go, Barry and Graham.
Dear Silvio, this is Benny. I wish to inform you that you are
a
randy
little
sod. And I wish to
inform
you
that
you
are
a
very
randy
little
sod
and
carefree
and
lustful.
Yet
Italian
fellow.
So
here we
go,
because
we
wish
to
tell
you
that
you
are
a
very
careless
and
maladroit.
What?
Maladroit.
Yes,
I
will
see
you
tomorrow
in
the
chamber
of
the
nearby
Vatican,
where
you
will
apologize
to
your
equals
and
your
inferiors
and
your
friends
and
acquaintances
and
colleagues,
but
yet
not
they
who
will
be
there.
Otherwise,
I
will
be
losing
my
will
to
live.
Yours, Benny.
Dear
Benedict,
what's
happening?
If
you
wish
me
to
change
my
ways,
then
you
will
have
to
come
to
your
senses
and
look
at
my
little
tiny
yet
strangely
impressive
and
curiously
huge
appendage
which
hangs
down
nicely
by
the
side
of
my
knee.
If
you
wish
to,
I
will
let
you
come
and
see
it
whenever
I, you
want
to
see
it.
However,
seven
of
my
dwarfs
are
coming
up
the
stairs
to
see
it.
I
think
that
they
will
feel
it,
but
hopefully
they
won't
feel
it
at
length.
comma.
Because
I
fear
that
their
only
grip
on
it
is
to
climb
up
it
and
then
slide
down
it.
Lots
of
love,
Silvio Berlusconi.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to squeeze in a round of Pensioners Film Club. Making provision for a comfortable retirement is something that concerns us all. New government pension rules, soon to be introduced, mean that some of our panel will have to carry on working an extra 2 years, and there are those who object to that. Their audience. OK, teams, I'll invite you to suggest titles of films likely to prove popular with OAPs. Graham, can you start us?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Dentures.
Barry?
Bob and Carol and Ted and... what's his name?
Tim?
The Chronicles of Hernia.
Rob?
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Death in Phoenix.
Ferris Bueller's Day Center.
I Know What I Did Last Summer.
The postman always has to knock twice.
When Harry met... what's her name?
Around the Room in 80 Minutes.
Rear Wind. Oh.
Tinker, Tailor, Soldier... oh, sod it.
Jason and the Sargonaut.
The Eastbourne Supremacy.
The Best Little Horlicks in Texas.
Bring me the hot water bottle of Alfredo Garcia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the little Bo Peep of time looks for her lost sheep of fate and is told to prepare for a shock by the abattoir owner of destiny, it's time to end the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and the good people here at the Old Vic Theatre in London, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and Rob Brydon have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.